This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, here we sit, again, without a federal budget, without government funding beyond the next 30 or so hours, staring a shutdown smack in the face. There was a time when this state of affairs was brushed off as Congress simply kicking the can down the road, that they would come to their senses and be responsible. Those days, however, seem to be gone, and this economy has been reduced to getting by on a never-ending series of four-week budget stopgaps. Stan Collender has forgotten more about the federal budget than most of us are ever going to know. He teaches public policy at Georgetown. Stan, good to have you back on.
Always good to be here, Kai.
So test my premise. Is this any way to run an economy like this?
Not a way to run an economy, a railroad, a government, even a Boy Scout troop. We're 4 months into the fiscal year. We don't have a budget. The agencies and departments that are going to have to spend that budget don't know what they're going to have to spend, whether they're going to have to do increases or decreases or layoffs or increasing employment. It's the worst possible way to manage.
I remember back in the day, President Reagan standing at the podium saying, I am not going to sign another continuing resolution. So this has been going on for a while, the fact that the government does short-term funding. It does seem, though, that it's happening with increasing regularity and ill feelings.
Well, two things. First of all, you're exactly right. That is, it's happening more and more frequently and become standard operating procedure as if it's acceptable. And that's because the average person doesn't really care whether the government's operating under a continuing resolution or a real appropriation bill. But I want you to keep this in mind, how long this has been going on. The Congressional Budget Act of 1974 was passed in part to prevent continuing resolutions.
So how come we still have them?
We're in a different world now than we were 40 some odd years ago. We're hyper-partisanship. You know, nobody wants to make a difficult decision. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. And on top of everything else, in Washington these days, compromise is considered a four-letter word. It's the equivalent of collaborating with the enemy.
Let me back you up for a minute to something you said, the average person in this economy doesn't care how Congress is running or sometimes even whether the government is running. What are the ramifications, though? I mean, other than Yosemite National Park being closed when, you know, you want to go on vacation, what's the real life impact of this?
Well, I mean, first of all, you're exactly right. The most immediate impact usually is on national parks because grass isn't allowed to grow when the government's closed. But for the average person, they won't immediately notice. Unless you work for the government and are told not to go to work and you're not going to get paid, it'll take a couple of weeks before it starts to have an impact. And at that point, government contractors won't get paid, their invoices won't get processed. And in places where there's a big concentration of federal employees, the effect will be immediate. People who try to sell them cars will find that federal employees or their families don't want to buy these things because they don't know when they're going to get paid next. So it takes about 2 weeks.
Riddle me this. You've been around Washington for a long time. People tell you things. Do you see this cycle changing somehow as it gets worse and worse, which I know is an oxymoronic question?
Yeah, well, I wish I could tell you that I had a lot of hope that this was going to get better, but there's nothing on the horizon that shows that this hyper-partisanship is going to change anytime soon. And even if there's a Democratic wave, it's likely to produce a narrow Democratic majorities. And unless there's a crisis, this is just going to stay the same way. That is, you and I are going to be talking about continuing resolutions and government shutdowns for months to come this year and probably for years to come in the future.
Great. Just great. Stan Collender, he teaches public policy at Georgetown University. You can get him on Twitter, and I recommend this. You can follow him at The Budget Guy. Stan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Kai.